All right, let's get back to our message. What have we been trying to preach? I began this by explaining the fact that the extent of God that we can experience and manifest is to the extent that His perfection is manifested in our lives. So what do? With our prayer? We use our prayer to purify ourselves. That's what we do with our prayer. We don't use our prayer, you know, to be pursuing enemies or fighting the devil. The devil is too far beneath. He's inferior. You get my point? To us. So we don't use prayer on him. The devil, devil, devil. You cannot say that. I will not succeed. He knows. You get my point? It's beyond the size of his mouth. He's beyond the size of his mouth. So don't go ahead fighting him. Purify your heart so that you can handle success. Purify your heart so that you understand the purpose of success. What do you call, in fact, even defining success alone is a matter of prayer. Yeah. Say, Lord, help me to understand what true success is. That can be 1 month fasting and prayer. Doesn't mean you don't eat at all, but just means that every time you are meditating, Lord, what is success according to your word? Scripture will be flowing. You'll be reading. You'll be listening to messages. And the Lord will start telling you, my boy, my girl, success is not what other people think of you. You will say amen. Say, my boy, my girl, success is not the amount of money that you have. Success is not, you know, and there are many scriptures. The church was there, very rich. Jesus said, listen, don't mind them. They are very poor. They are not successful. That's just the way it is. You see it, you say, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. You know that's not success. A massive investment so he can retire early, you know it's not success. Because there was a man who did that. Jesus called him a fool. So that's not success. Are you getting my point here? So we are seeing the things that are not success. It's not what people think of you. It's not what people think of you. Look at everything that is outside. Big, massive, you have done it. Say, is this not Babylon the Great, which I build with the strength of my might for the glory of my majesty? God says, look at another fool. Are you getting my point here? So you know that is not success. So people look at people like Mark Zuckerberg and say, shh, you don't know. Are you getting my point? You don't know. You don't know. Ah, people like Bill Gates. God says, shh, shut up. You don't know. Oh, people like A. Adeboye. God says, shh, shh, you don't know. You don't know. Just because some people are spiritual, don't think. He said, this man has done this, has done this, has built universities, he has built churches. God says, shh, you don't know. Occupy with this until I come. When I come, all right, to judge you, I judge you according to what I give you, not according to what everybody thinks about you. Are you getting my point? It's important. So, I mean, that one alone, you are learning something. They can take a whole month, sometimes a whole year. At the end of the year, of praying and fasting, God teaches you what success is. Next time you start praying, the things you were praying for before, they've left your mind. You start realizing that success is it's only what God called me to do. What did He give me? So suddenly, your prayers have been changed. You're not praying on what did He give me? Because He said, occupy with this until I come. So, Lord, what did You give me? What did You give me? Success is not living in a good country. That's not what success is. There are people who still look, they look at him and say, I finally got my American visa. And they look at him like, oh, you don't hammer. And when I see people like that, like, are you all right? Are you living in this century? People come to church, praise the Lord. And we pray and we pray. Finally, the visa has come. Question, where are you going? What is the purpose? The visa doesn't mean anything. It can be a passport to early destruction. There's one very famous Nigerian musician. All right? He was a successful, musician in Nigeria. He was singing, and send down the rain, and the Lord was pouring rain. Prophetic. Send down the rain. And one day somebody said, let's go to America. You see, when you're in Benin, he was in Benin. From Benin, he went to Lagos. All he was smoking was Igbo. And the Lord said, don't worry, your brain can handle Igbo. There's no problem. And then he went to America. And boys gave him crack. By the time the guy went for a course of crack, his head cracked. Boom! All the rap, you see, sometimes you're making noise. All the rap he was doing, all the reggae he was singing. See, when you get to America, you must understand something. Some of those black boys, they were born singing. Some of you, when you were born, it was, nyah, nyah, nyah. That was how they cried. They didn't cry this, your rubbish cry. Their cry was rap. They were scratching with their throat. I'm telling you, that's how they were born. Who like Tupac? You think they learned how to rap? That's how he talks. It's like Worry Man cracking joke. It's not cracking joke, he's talking. Worry guy, he doesn't crack. You are the one that's laughing. The guy is talking. When I first entered university that time, guys go talk. We go like, what did he say? And my wife will tell you, one of our friends married one Worry babe, you know? When we are just gisting, our other friends will be laughing. And the girl is not cracking jokes, so she's just talking. When she wanted to say, it doesn't matter. She said, forget, you not make. You one day almost fell down with laughter. This girl wanted to say, it doesn't matter. She just said, it not make. In the same manner, in America, some of those boys, you see the way they walk? It's rapping steps. Their sagging is rapping sagging. In the same manner, what you call reggae is a Jamaican's way of talking. Airman is not song, it's talk. It's like, say, presence, sir. You say, Bob Marley, airman. The guy is not singing, he's answering presence, sir. So when he says on the album, so what I'm going to say, you now go to their midst from Nigeria, say you want rap. They go, look, you say, what do you call that one? You're rapping? Or is that Nigerian language? My Grish Dell, they asked cocaine joint for the guy. Broke complete crazy. People have seen him recently. He's an old man now. Literally walks the street and begs for money. No, that's not a joke. One day somebody sent a picture, saw him, photographed him. Who would believe? He's like two-faced of today. So imagine in 30 years' time, they're telling that, say, they see two-faced or Otukpo. They sit down, they beg for roasted yam. You know, you're going to like, no, it's not happening, it can't happen. Then you say they see, Peace Square for Nature, under the bridge. You know, you're like, no, in Jesus' name, it's not true. In Jesus' name, it's not true. That is exactly what we're dealing with now. Why? Because somebody lied to him, say, go to America. So there's no success anywhere. There are those who have gone to America, they have succeeded. Listen, one day I was listening to this guy talk. What is his name? Julius Agu. And he made some statement. Of course, I didn't hear the other side of the story, but let's just stick with his own side of the story. That he was the person that called people like Don Jazzy to come back from London. If Don Jazzy sat in London, there's one song I heard him playing. I don't know many of his songs. There's just one I know. Is it the one that sang Doro, Buji, Doro? Yeah, yeah. You know, this song, it has a lot of rhythm, but only makes sense to us in Nigeria here. Believe me, they say one day, EFCC had to call Don Jazzy and say, what's going on? Don Jazzy banks 2 billion naira in cash, and he's not a politician. That is, EFCC had to call, say, bros, explain. 2 billion naira in cash. Don Jazzy has so much money on Facebook. People will greet him. Your boys are hungry. He will send you 50,000 naira. He doesn't know you. You just sent a message on Facebook that say you never chop. Hey, listen, if he had stayed in London there, it's true. Let nobody lie to you that success is in America. Forget that nonsense. God can bless anybody anywhere. Anywhere God can bless or lift anybody up. I'm talking about what to do with prayer. So you pray first. God said, listen, hey, oh boy, okay, relax. This waka up and down is not what success is. One of the things my wife and I have been discussing in the house in recent times is how to cooperate with grace. Please, when I want to teach Ecclesiastes, please pray for me ahead so that I will have grace to teach it. And please be present. You will see that when people want to succeed as believers, God just says something to them. Listen, find what I want you to do. What is that thing? There are two things you find. One, the skill you have, the ability you have, and then two, you may not understand that fully, but I just put you in a place and say, do work here. Be busy till I come. Anytime I say this, many people don't understand. God doesn't want Christians to have ambition. He wants them to be faithful. He will personally take them from one spot to the other. You'll be in a place for some time. People say, what are you doing? After a while, God opens a door. You will know it's time to enter that next phase. You cannot think by yourself of what God wants to do in your life.
You can't.
I pray we'll follow God and let him just use us to demonstrate things. Yes, just, no, let's, look, forget all these rubbish books you read. 17 steps. First, be connected to the boss. Two, kneel down for the boss. Three, give tithe to the boss. Four, 9,999 of those who do it out of 10,000 fail. But you won't know. Do you know why? They can't write a book. All those principles. Most people who follow them fail. But you will never know. Do you know why? They can't write a book. When you have failed, who will buy your book? In fact, where you want to write and put? Who will print it? Please read the book of God and follow what he's saying. That's what I'm going to emphasize. So when we are praying, that's the first thing about prayer. For us to even know what is success, where is it? Sometimes it takes him years to explain these things to people. And believe me, that is what prayer is for. Prayer is, Lord, open my eyes that I might behold wonderful things out of your law. Give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Fill me with the knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. That is prayer you pray every day, every morning. This morning I got one day, Apostle, I got a revelation today. I quickly wrote it down. From Hebrews chapter 3, chapter 11, verse 3. He said, by faith we understand that the word... Suddenly, my brain stopped. By faith we understand. I said, we don't understand with common sense. We don't understand with experience. So. It is by faith we understand. I said, God. It is faith that helps us understand what is right to do. It's faith that helps us understand what our lives are about. It's faith that helps us understand what God wants in our lives per second. It's not other people's experiences. I saw that, do you know, Apostle? He said, by faith we understand. Suddenly I put pause there. I said, all the understanding of what you have in life must be based upon what you have received from the word of God. That's why I said, read your Bible. By faith you will understand how to do business. Not by what Bill Gates wrote. If God has called you to multiply money, by faith you will know how to do it. You know this scripture, heavy. I just said, by faith we understand. I said, pause. I read it again. By faith we understand. I said, wait. So we don't understand because of what worldly teachers say. We don't understand because of experience. We're not understanding because of desire. We're not understanding because of natural intelligence. It is by faith we understand. I said, Father, please, that's prayer. Father, in the name of, by faith, I claim understanding. I receive understanding. What is my life about? I receive understanding. That's what prayer does. That's what God is doing now, like rearranging us until the time when, listen, that's the point. He can pour through us all sorts of graces that he wants to point to the earth. That's what will now call success. That's why he said to Joshua, one of the earliest scriptures I learned, said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, so that you will be able to observe, you'll be careful to observe all, to do all that is written therein. Then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. The word inside you translates into success outside. That's what it is. What do we do with prayer? That's what we're talking about. It's for this personal purification. It's to get ourselves into the place where we understand exactly what God wants to do in our lives or what God is doing. That's what prayer is. Let me say that again. You can have problems in life. Anybody can have. Paul actually was a master of problems. When Paul wanted to explain the proof that God called him, he did not say, when I began this ministry, it was just my wife and I, and my younger brother, praise God. But right now, that's a sign that the Lord has done what he proposed in our lives. Hallelujah. Now we have branches in every major city of Nigeria, Africa, and Western Europe. Hallelujah. North America, we have branches. We have two private jets. Say amen. And last week, I was just looking at my bank balance. I said, oh, look at this poor kid that was born in the hood. Right now, my bank balance, just cash at the moment, was $17.5 million. Somebody shout, hallelujah, the Lord is good. Paul said nothing like that. Let me prove that I'm called. You see how many of you, they don't throw inside gutter. That's how Paul was proving his calling. He said, I've been shipwrecked how many times? He said, 48 hours I was floating because ship broke inside the ocean. He said, I've gone without food. I've been exposed to cold. Ah, I've been exposed to dangers. He said, not only dangers from enemies, but from false brethren. He said, these are the signs. If you think I'm called, check it. How many people, after going through all of this, they are still standing calling themselves apostles? That's what Paul was trying to say. Tell these people that you are following. If their car is spoiled, they will say, God, after my tithe, refund. That's what Paul was saying. Paul said, but look at everything I have gone through. Despite that, the word is producing in your lives. He said, even though I look poor, but have I not made all of you rich? He said, yes. Looks like death is working in us. We're always having troubles. He said, but in you, what's working? Life. He said, what is it? What else do you need to know that I'm called? And so that man living life. And he will, this is the interesting part. He will never take up an offering. Nothing wrong with offering. And he said it. Nothing wrong with offerings. He said, but I decided to forego of my rights. He stood like that. At the point that I rose, everybody has departed from me. Nobody's with me. Please bring me John Mark. It will help me. After I had been in ministry for many, many, many years, by that time, bishops, his mate, had houses in Abuja. They had in Lagos. They had in Enugu. They had fleets of cars. Are you getting my point? He was saying everybody has departed from me. Please bring John Mark. He's of good service. Thank you for sending Epaphroditus. He has really helped me. Oh, thank you for the money you sent. But I'm happy you sent money. It's not for me. It's for you. That's what he said. See, I'm just excited because of the fruit that I know will accrue to your account. He said, as for me, if you don't send the money, I'm the same. I can bear abundance. I can bear lack. I can do all of these things through Christ who strengthens me. That was what Paul said. And to him, that was a mark of apostleship. It's not the quality of his shoes. These days, who's an apostle? Shiny suit. I'm not saying shiny suit is bad. In fact, I'll wear one day just to prove to you I have nothing against shiny suit. That's not a sign of apostleship. I hope you're getting my point here. So what am I saying of this thing? So don't come and harass my soul because you have one or two troubles. The man that downloaded all these revelations for us, he said that was a sign of his apostleship. That was a sign of his apostleship. Nepal will take like 2 times we'll be comparing to America. No, it's true. It makes me laugh. Be comparing because of Nepal's switch light. You know, one day we're coming from Makurdi. I just started laughing. And you guys said, what's funny? You know, because we'll go to Makurdi, drive like 4.5 hours, you know, get there. You know, those days it was even evening. But now we leave 5:30 in the morning, get there, preach for 1 hour, 1.5 hours. And then drive back. When you get back home, you just want to lie down. If you call me such times, forget I won't answer you. I don't want to talk to you. I want to sleep. I just want to lie down. So one of them were coming back. I just started laughing. You know, I was laughing. I just want to say, oh, you guys are suffering. You are really doing ministry work. I said, you call this ministry work? What are we complaining about? The drive, not the trek. What are we complaining about? The drive. Inside that time, Toyota Sequoia, fully air-conditioned. AC works without interruption. And they say, you guys are really doing ministry. Why is I start laughing? I just remember Paul in the Bible. I said, if we complain, that guy will be somebody. He's on. What do you call traveling? You go reach one city, they will block him, say he's not coming out. Kill him. Then they'll use basket to drop him. Our own. The ministry is with honor. One day we saw policeman. In fact, many times when we were going, policeman, he said, stop. I just wind down. Please, I'm rushing to catch this church service. He said, are you a clergyman? I said, yes. Oh, carry on, sir. I said, the Lord bless you. You know, honor. He saw a policeman one day, Federal Highway Patrol officer. He looked at me when I spoke. He looked. He said, "Sir, may I know you?" When I said, "Well, it depends." I said, "I'm a university teacher. I'm a pastor." Once I said, "Pastor," he completed. He said, "Pastor Banky?" I said, "Yes." He screamed. When I told him that, you listen to World versus World on radio, he said, "Yes." I said, "That's Pastor Okemote." He's like, "This is a good Sunday." And you want to complain that you are doing ministry? In Paul's case, they said, "This is Paul." The man who troubled it. The man who troubled it. Oh yeah, kill him. Kill him. But our own is with honor. You step down, everybody's they bow. Pastor has come. They want to carry your bag. And you say you are doing ministry and you want to complain just because you have to drive distance. Not trek distance, so. Drive. Drive. Air-conditioned drive. Stop on the road to buy roasted yams to eat. On your way back, you buy all the food basket of the nation. Orange, yam, potato, everything. You load the boot, watermelon. And I say, "We are really doing ministry." Well, that's how I was laughing that day. I said, Paul said, "You guys are enjoying, man. Jesus didn't share this inequality." Paul will say, man, they slap you 2 times. You know whether you are called or you are not called. Why do you think everybody is jumping into ministry now? There's so much honor. Yeah. Yeah. Our biggest ministers in Nigeria all fly private. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not here to say it's wrong. If you are going to private places, you have private offerings, private money. People are waiting for you privately. Come on, you go private jet. That's why all these small boys are now coming to collect familiar spirits from Ghana. Yeah, it's true. They go to Ghana, go to, nobody ordinary. When you see all these traditional healing doctors in Nigeria, Yoruba men, there's a reason. You go to some corners of Ijebu, you will see spirits. They've all gone there to collect. Now wear suit. If God wants to eradicate all of them, he turns the thing to persecution. They start beating pastors. All of them will say, "I'm not born again. I lie. I'm not a Christian. I'm a Muslim. What is it?" But because there's so much honor with it, everybody's keen off. I told myself, I don't want people to put my face on poster again. I'm tired of it. All you need to go is to go to Port Harcourt to feel like a charlatan. Last program we did in Port Harcourt, they put posters all over time. I was feeling bad. See me smiling like a fool. You know? I was feeling bad. I was feeling bad. I said, no, guys. Next time, just remove that photo. Just put my name. Put my name, put the topic you want to teach. Those who know, let them come. Because when you get this, all kinds of people. Some of them who are killing witches annually. They are all over the place. That's why they've all queued up for it now. There's so much honor in the ministry. Anyway, by the way, so Paul, he didn't see all this, your distress as problems. He saw them as signs of apostleship. He will come to a country like Nigeria, maybe he goes back to the US. He says, "What are you doing?" He will tell them how many nights mosquito chopped him for supper and then continue breakfast on his body. He says, "It's a sign that I'm caught." So he will say, "No, I know these things are too hard. Can you imagine? Go to America now, go to London, go to Australia, go to South Africa. Power is constant. What is he doing in that country?" Paul says, "My mosquito best bite marks, it's a sign of my apostleship." Hope you're getting my point.
Yes, sir.
Listen, you are a winner.
Amen.
Despite the distress, you are a winner.
Amen.
The devil doesn't have power over your life.
Amen.
He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. God didn't give that one to him. He doesn't have it. He's just a tempter, a deceiver. And then last of all, he's an accuser. You handle him on the first two, the third one, his mouth is closed. That's what it is. When he tries to deceive, with the word of God, feed yourself constantly with truth, with prayer, not just study now, with prayer. Feed yourself with the word of God all the time with prayer. Father, give me that thing we declare all the time is very important. I am being filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. As a result of that, I am walking in a manner worthy of the Lord. I am pleasing him in all respects. I am bearing fruit in every good work, and I'm increasing in the knowledge of God. It's very important. You declare it all the time. Say, "Father, fill me with the knowledge of your will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding." And make it a habit to study, to listen to the gospel, so that you will not be deceived. There's a blog I posted yesterday, or this morning actually. You know, I tried to explain the issue about the fact that Christ is the way you interpret scripture. Without Christ, you can't understand scripture. Many people have interpreting scripture with Israel. Prominent ministers using Israel to interpret scripture. That's wrong. You will get far, but you won't get far enough. The reference point you use determines the amount of revelation that can come out. Yes. All these men that build everything around the rebuilding of Jerusalem, they are not up to half. They are not getting up to half. So since 1949, is it 1945? You know, that's those stories. They are not getting up to half. The reference you use is what determines the amount of revelation that comes out. If you use Israel as a nation to interpret scripture, you will get to understand a lot of things, but you will not get up to half mark. You won't be on zero level. When you are using, I was listening to one man today, he was mapping Israel, mapping everything. I just shook my head. I said, sir, I love and respect you, but in this area, you come short. You don't interpret scripture with Israel. You interpret scripture with Christ. If you're using Israel to interpret scripture, oh, you'll get a lot of things. Remember, there was a man who even knew about Jesus, but the Bible says his name was, what's his name? Apollos, right? He came, the Bible says, was preaching powerfully and accurately the things of Christ. Listen to this. Being acquainted only with the baptism of John. As good as he was, Priscilla and Aquila were looking at each other. Yeah. Honey, what do you think? The boy is all right. Sweetie, what do you think? I think the guy is doing well, not too bad. Boy doesn't know so much. What did he say? What? That's almost blasphemy, but let's leave him, leave him. And then they say, our brother Apollos would like to talk to you. You powerful minister. He said, but do you understand what you said here does not fit here? Uh-huh. What about this? He said, wait. What's your foundation? He said, I listened a lot to John the Baptist. Oh, you did. The Bible said they took him aside and expounded the things about Christ to him more accurately. His problem was that he was acquainted only with the baptism of John. Listen, your reference is what determines what you can decode out of scripture. All these my big brothers that build scripture around Israel, around the Jews, is sad. You read, Apostle, let's leave that one. That one's for another time. What am I going to say? Listen, with prayer and everything, God starts, you interpret scripture with Christ, interpret your life with Christ. You can have problems, but for goodness sake, interpret it from the perspective of Christ. You are setting yourself up for permanent victory. That's it. You are setting yourself up for what? Permanent victory. You are too big for the devil. You and the devil, you are not in the same class. Stop pushing him around in prayer. It's not your prayer point. The curse is not what is disturbing you. It's the building up of Christ in you that is necessary for your manifestation. Let's rise to our feet. Let's close. Let us thank him. Let's thank the Lord. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Please just thank him for his word. It's so important. Say, Lord, thank you for Christ. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Christ Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for Christ Jesus. Thank you. For that freedom that I have in him. Thank you. Just thank him for it. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Say, Lord, now I know I'm free again. I'm sure that I'm free. Say, Lord, I thank you. Because I know I'm free. Say, in this life, I will manifest the grace of God. I will manifest God. In my character, I will manifest God. In the work of my hands, I will manifest God. In my relationships, I will manifest God. I want to declare the word of God again. Like I said, that we're closing. That's at the end of the message. That's understand that's most important. Let's declare it again. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you for the spirit of wisdom.
Thank you for the spirit of wisdom.
Say, Lord, fill me to a greater measure. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
The spirit of wisdom.
The
spirit of revelation. The spirit of understanding. About Christ. I receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's declare God's word again. Say, I am being filled with the knowledge of his will. in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. I am walking in a manner worthy of the Lord. I am pleasing Him in all respects. I am bearing fruit in every good work. And I'm increasing the knowledge of God. See, the word of God is delightful to me. It enters into my heart. It transforms me. It heals me in every area. It makes me more and more like the Lord Jesus. Say, I am a child of God. His DNA is in me. I am manifesting His glory. I am manifesting His goodness. I am a reflection of His character. Say, I am not of the devil. I am not of this world. Say it again, I am not of the devil. And I am not of this world. Say, the things of this world, they are passing away. But my life is in Christ. And Christ is in God. Say, my life is in God. So I endure forever. I endure in Christ forever. Say it, I endure in Christ forever. Say, I have victory forever. I am seated in heavenly places forever. Say, God is my Father forever.
Jesus has paid forever.
I have been redeemed forever.
I am being saved to the uttermost.
Say, everything negative, every walk of the flesh is being washed out of my life.
Say, every walk of the flesh,
every walk of the flesh
is being washed out of my life.
Say, the word of God is entering my heart.
It is delivering the Spirit of Christ to me.
Say, Christ is in me.
Say it,
Christ,
He is in me.
And that's the hope of glory.
Say it, I'm not under any curse.
Jesus has set me free.
Say, the witches in the so-called village.
The other way around.
The so-called witches in the village.
The so-called witches in the city.
They know the truth.
That there's no enchantment against me.
And no divination works against me.
Because I am in Christ.
And Christ is in God.
I dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
And I abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Say, it is well with my soul.
It is well with my soul.
I am purged.
I am cleansed.
Spirit.
Soul.
Body.
That means I'm totally healed.
Let's end it there.
Therefore, I rebuke every sickness out of your body in the name of Jesus.
As a sign that the word of God is working in you, I curse that migraine. I command it to disappear permanently in the name of Jesus.
Every affliction in your system, it is resolved now in the name of Jesus.
Why? Because Christ is in you, and that's the hope of glory.
Father, we give you thanks. Let's just give Him thanks.
Give Him thanks in your own words again.
Father, we thank you.
Father, we thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
All right, let's share the grace in fellowship. One, two, go.
Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil. Because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness and multiplication in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
One more time.
This is mine.
Let's say that one more time.
This is my season of fruitfulness and multiplication in the name of.
Now bless somebody on your left or your right. Turn around, bless somebody else. Turn around, one more person.
All right, the last person now. This is your season of fruitfulness and multiplication in the name of.
All right, cheer up, brethren.